concert right here. It's going to be an incredible concert. I had the opportunity to hear them do some warming up, and we are really in for a wonderful treat of sacred music, sea shanties, and there might be a couple of Notre Dame songs in there as well. So I know you'll enjoy the afternoon, so please help me in welcoming the Notre Dame Glee Club.
And then finally at the end, one of the great works of the last 20 or 25 years for us. Omai Ministerio by Norton Lauritsen, best known maybe as a piece for mixed choir, but in its very beautiful in its version for men's choir. So thank you so much for joining us. So great to see such a lovely crowd, and we hope you enjoy our coming.
Thank you.
an item of the Bible, invitation song. After that, we have two songs from the Shakedown tradition, this very widely circulated method that survives today, of singing, communal singing by, rather than pitch letter names on the staff, it uses different shapes for different notes. And it's a kind of distinctive vocal style, too, kind of full hearty kind of vocal style. Two songs. The first of these is Weeping Mary, and the second is Farewell, My Friends. Both songs are by John G. McCurdy. The first of these songs is more or less in its original guise. The second one is arranged in kind of contemporary style by an old high school friend of mine, back for a search. After that, we have, let's see, what's next? Wade Water. Again, one of the most important religious traditions in the 19th century, of course, was among enslaved Africans. And that also took many forms of worship. And the European-based church responded to that in various ways. Certainly, the abolitionist movement was centered in denominations of the Christian church, but also rather tortured justifications of slavery also emanated from various denominations. So it's definitely a conflicted legacy. But this song is out of the African-American spiritual tradition, Wade in the Water, and it's arranged by a former Glee Club member, Patrick Quigley. Just a wonderful arrangement, unsettling, almost foreboding, while a really remarkable work. And the soloists on that song are Quint Mediate, and Hunter Couple, rather. On Farewell, My Friends, we also have a soloist from Rochester, Michigan, James Harvey. Finally, then, Jonah's song. Peter Shipley is probably known better to you as Peter Hubach, but he actually has a serious musical side to it as well. And this song is one of two meditations he wrote for men's chorus. It takes as a text a passage from Melville's Moby Dick, and it's a prayer that it's in a very rugged style that reminds one partly of this 19th century shape note kind of heritage, but also a little bit of the medieval processional in it. It's really a wonderful piece, boxing work. Okay, so several pieces from various religious traditions.
There is a meeting.
during the second half of the program, during our shanties, any moment of pecuniary commerce item is fine, checks, jewelry,
thank you. Congratulations.